Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Got a very special guest on for a little interview, and that is the wonderfully talented Elliot Dawson. How you doing, Elliot?
I'm wonderful. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
No worries. Yeah, I'm doing great too. I've got a little bit of jazz on in the background for our little quiet conversation, which is some Alphamist. And I was thinking that's probably actually the kind of thing that's up your alley. Are you into some Alphamist, stuff like that?
I am. I'm a big fan of Alphamist.
Yeah.
I actually saw him in London.
Cool.
It would have been 4 or 5 years ago now, but yeah, he's one of my favourites.
Cool. Yeah, I can hear that, those kind of interests. Yeah, and he's been doing some super cool stuff. It's cool to see that huge scene of like soul and jazz artists around London, and then even Kiwis being involved in that too, like Miele Manzanza playing over there now as well. Super cool.
Yeah.
So for our audience here who haven't heard some of your music before, could you give us a little bit of a description about your music?
Sure. Everyone seems to change the adjective that they put in front of this phrase, but the second two words in the way that people describe my music is always rock music. So
true.
Some people say art rock. Some people say like avant-garde rock or weird rock music, interesting rock music. So broadly, it's rock music, but it's like it's a little bit more interesting than what you might get from just rock music.
Yeah, cool. I definitely hear that vibe, and it is always cool to hear different Kiwi artists kind of pushing the drab word of rock in whatever fun directions you can find with it. So you've done quite a few releases now. So this is you've been playing as this sort of solo project for a wee while, but it is usually band kind of arrangements. Is that right? So do you play or do you record as one person, or do you tend to write for the whole thing as a big band?
I write all of the parts for this particular project.
Yeah.
Throughout the band, my main instrument is guitar, but like particularly on this record, which is my second under this for this particular project. I've been playing parts like on keys and stuff, and as well as writing parts for kind of all of the other instruments. But like obviously, I play with some really really incredible musicians, so it's. I'm not super strict like on the exact parts that they play, so that the band has the freedom to kind of interpret the parts that I've written, and it gets into inevitably a different place from where it starts.
Cool. Yeah, that's a cool idea. Being able to start it off and then see where other musicians can take it. And so does that mean that there's a wee bit of a difference between your live music and your recorded music? Like, do you view them as different kind of projects or things?
I guess the way I would say it is that like the live show is an interpretation of the recordings, and again particularly with this album, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the recordings that we can't do in a live setting, because otherwise we'd need to have like 12 people on stage, and it would just be way more expensive than I can afford. So the live show is definitely different for sure.
Cool. And so this is, I think I've seen it written down as your sophomore release, is that right?
Yeah.
Coming up?
Second album, yeah.
Certain
for sure.
Death? Okay, cool. Can you give us a bit of a rundown of what the album's like, or what's it about, how it changes from the previous one, the sound of it?
Yeah, sure. So this album is a much bigger sound, I would say, compared to my first one, which came out in 2022, and a lot of that comes from the that we spent a lot more time on this one, kind of world building what we wanted the record to sound like, and like really taking our time. So there's more stuff going on, there's more instruments, and it just feels a lot more complete.
Cool.
As to the topic of the album, it's kind of just about being in your mid-20s at this particular point in time. It's not there's no grand concept or anything or profoundness. It's just, it's an album about me being in my 20s.
Yeah, cool. No, that sounds great. I like some of the titles on it as well. There's Hamilton Central Station. Is that a specific one we're talking about there? In Tamaki or in then Welly, or are we talking London maybe?
Yes. No, I grew up in Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Cool. Whoa, real Hamilton.
Yeah, in Hamilton, in New Zealand.
Yeah, dog.
Real Hamilton. That's that song. It's kind of like half a song slash an intro.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of story behind it is that there's an old, like, abandoned slash disestablished underground train station in Hamilton.
Mm.
That used to be used for passenger rail,
mm-hmm.
Like right in the middle of town, and they literally, like, I think it was in the mid 2000s, they shut the station itself had been shut for a long time before that, but they closed it off and they built a warehouse over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you've ever been to like central Hamilton, there's this big fuck off warehouse, mm-hmm. in the middle of town, and I didn't know that there was actually an underground train station under it until long after I'd moved away, and I don't know, I just felt it was like, I don't know, the song is, and that station slash the whole situation there is just kind of a bit of a metaphor for like being, as a young person, I guess, like feeling a bit trapped, like physically in a particular place.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
and that's a little bit what like living in Hamilton was like.
Yeah,
and it would have been cool if we could have hopped on a train and gone somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Yeah, I'm from Palmy, and it's kind of similar vibe where it was one of those train cities that used to have a train station that was the main reason that city functioned and grew in the 1900s, but then got torn down, and instead it's sort of like a stranded highway city instead, kind of like Latron as well. I like that sort
of... Like, I'm sure...
There you go.
I'm sure, like, this Palmy in Hamilton, like, you can't do anything if you don't have a car.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's just really sad sometimes.
Yeah, but I like the idea of the train station as being the start of an album. It's good. There's a lot of things you can read into, experience. People to have their own feelings and associations with things like that too. And so another track that we've got that we were talking about maybe playing after this is Hard Earned Thirst as well. And can you tell us a bit about that song?
So Hard Earned Thirst is about... how my mum's side of the family came, mm-hmm. To be in Aotearoa, and I guess it's, I don't know, I sometimes get a bit twisted about like hereditary traits, you know, things like alcohol addiction, and like, not to get too heavy with it, but like some of the people on my mum's side of the family weren't necessarily the nicest people to their family members, mm-hmm. or otherwise, and so my great granddad ran away from England when he was like 16
because
his dad used to beat him, mm-hmm. and like never went back,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that song is just kind of about like that story, and you know, whether I don't know, you're able to, you know, break free from like the histories of your family.
Totally. Yeah, that's like I recently watched this the show, which a few people have been talking about, called Adolescence, and like they talk a bit about that at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Where the dad is like, I never beat my kid because my dad beat me, but maybe I was just as bad because I was just like, you know, forcing to repress that or whatever. And I think it's a really interesting idea to explore in music, especially in like a colonial landscape as well. You know, like a lot of people came to Aotearoa to escape shit, like the similar stuff, like running away from traumas or like fear or like war-torn families and stuff like that. Yeah, really interesting topic. Cool.
100%.
And so could you tell us a bit about like your musical kind of background? What got you into making some music like this? Have you done much stuff before? Do you play in projects where you just kind of grew up interested in certain artists and stuff like that?
God, that's a big question. But I mean, like, I played music all the way, you know, from quite a young age, doing like stuff in school and that, and then have played in a bunch of bands since I left. I currently play in my partner's band, which is Woody Donna as well.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of the only other thing that I'm playing in at the moment. And then I just have my solo project now.
Cool, cool. Oh, very exciting. And what do you see for the sort of future of the your solo project?
Another great question. I haven't really got that far yet. Eh? It's just like
perfect.
Been focusing on on getting this record out and mm-hmm. then figuring out what's next. So I find it really hard, like just from a brain capacity perspective, to work on new stuff while I'm putting music out. Like yep. I don't. I'm sure other people can do it. You know, if doing music was their full-time job, it's not for me. So, yeah, I can really only focus on one thing at once. So I have to kind of let this record breathe a bit before figuring out what comes next.
Cool, cool. And I've got one last question, which I've always loved to ask, which is, you might have heard it, the BBC Desert Island Discs. If you haven't heard it before, though, it's a visual question. You're stranded on a desert island, and there's a, you know, there's a palm tree. It's yeah. very small. You've got a record player. It's solar powered somehow, and you can only have yeah. three records that you're stranded with. What would your three records be?
Oh, that is. Whoa, wow.
We won't hold you to it the rest of your life, though. Don't worry. You can say what's in your brain, and you can rethink about it later. It's no stress.
Okay. I'm going to go, oh God, that's way too hard. that's such a big question.
Mm.
Things that are coming to mind. I'm going to go Blonde, Frank Ocean.
Nice. Valuable record too,
absolutely.
If you need to sell it later, you know,
yeah,
if you escape.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely by Dijon.
Oh yes, totally, so cool.
And Leanne LaHavis, self-titled.
Cool. Great choices. And very, very nice experience on the desert. I could see it perfectly.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Elliot. It's been a pleasure to have you on. And I'm very excited to listen through the whole album as well. Yeah.
Thanks.
Hopefully we'll get to see you around sometime. Come down to Otipoti. And yeah, any last words for the people of Dunedin?
Please buy the record.
Totally.
I'm broke.
Where can people buy it?
You can buy it on Bandcamp. It's probably best. It's not in any stores in the South Island.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can get it on Bandcamp and I'll post it to you with some, you know, nice other things.
Perfect. Sounds amazing. All right. Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate it. Here was Elliot Dawson with Hard Earned Thirst. Let's go.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.